AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says it expects answers from Israel after the deadly strike on aid workers in Gaza. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
We were outraged to learn of an IDF strike that killed a number of civilian humanitarian workers yesterday from the World Central Kitchen.
National Security spokesman John Kirby notes the Israelis say the strike was a mistake and have already started investigating what happened.
Our expectation is, and we've made this clear to them, that they'll come clean.
Kirby worries the killings will make it less likely other aid groups will keep working to get food into Gaza.
Which means it's more likely that the people of Gaza are going to just suffer all the more. So yes, it's a concern.
The White House says President Biden called World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres to say he's grieving with the entire organization. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran has vowed to respond to a deadly airstrike widely attributed to Israel that demolished Iran's consulate building in the Syrian capital Damascus and killed 12 people, including two Iranian generals. President Biden and China's President Xi Jinping talked today about Taiwan, AI, and fentanyl in a push to return to a regular round of talks between the two leaders. They last met in November at a summit in California. Power is out in places from Oklahoma up to Ohio and West Virginia because of severe weather. At least one death has been reported in Oklahoma. In Wisconsin, the weather is more wintry. Roy Eckberg at the National Weather Service is getting out the snow shovel and the boots.
Storm total snowfall between now and early Wednesday afternoon. We're looking for a band of 8 to 12 inches from central Wisconsin through much of northeast Wisconsin.
In Ohio, firefighters came to the rescue of two people who were trapped under a bridge when a river began rising. The slump continues on Wall Street. The Dow finished down 396 points. This is AP News. Sales are sluggish at Tesla. Here's the AP's Seth Sutel.
Tesla's vehicle deliveries fell much more than expected at the beginning of the year. Elon Musk's electric vehicle company delivered far fewer vehicles in the first quarter of the year than forecast. Tesla delivered almost 387,000 vehicles from January through March. That was down almost 9% from the same period a year earlier and lower than even the most pessimistic estimates on Wall Street. Competition has been increasing for electric vehicles and overall sales growth of EVs has slowed. Price cuts by Tesla didn't bring in as many buyers as hoped. Tesla said the decline came as it phases in an updated version of its Model 3 sedan at its factory in Fremont, California. The company has lost about a third of its value this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
Anti-smoking groups are suing the government over a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes, which has been idling at the White House for months. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.